He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Wednesday, June 24th. Well, the Texans are probably going to have to make some roster moves. That's because they continue to sign their rookies. Yes, as the rookies get signed, of course, people have to be let go because the Texans have to have 80 players on their roster before training camp begins. Now, one player that will probably be saying goodbye to Houston is quarterback Alex Brink. That's because the Texans signed Rex Grossman not too long ago. Grossman most likely will be the third quarterback on the roster. He will compete with Dan Orlovsky, but he is seen right now as number three. Now, General Manager Rick Smith has acknowledged that Texans normally do not keep three quarterbacks on their active roster when they begin the season. But he told me they are reconsidering that. You know, it's something that Denver did. Denver, for the most part, only carried two, but in special circumstances, yes, they did add a third. So here's Rick's explanation as to why the Texans just might carry three quarterbacks when the season begins.
You know, we kept three when I first got to Denver. And what we did, Brooke, is we took a look after about two or three years when I was in Denver, and we did a study to find out exactly how much the third quarterback actually played. And we were trying to steal an extra roster spot, and sure enough, when you went back and looked, the third quarterback rarely played, and so we took a chance and said, we'll steal that extra roster spot with another player and not worry about the third quarterback. You know, obviously, our history here over the last couple of years has not been that, and so we're seriously contemplating keeping three. And to have an opportunity to have a guy like Rex, who you said he started in the Super Bowl a few years ago, so that's a very valuable commodity to have as a third quarterback. So if in fact we do that, he's got a chance to be a good third for us, we think.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.